Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The hadith we did last, Ali Bara ibn Azib radiallahu anhu, Ali Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Annahu qala fil Ansar. Hazrat Bara ibn Azib radiallahu anhu, reporting from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said that with regards to the Ansar were the people of Medina who welcomed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and welcomed the Sahaba. La yuhibbuhum illa mu'min, that only a true believer would have love for the Ansar. وَلَا يُبْغِضُهُمْ إِلَّا مُنَافِقٌ, and only a person who is a munafiq will hate them, will dislike them, will have enmity for them. It's a sign that a person is a munafiq. Why? Because these people had done so much for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba that they were prepared, they actually offered that choose which wife you want from my wives, I will give her talaq, I'll divorce her, then you can marry her and half my wealth is yours. In other words, they gave their homes, they opened up their homes, they opened up their families, they've given everything, exactly half they were prepared and more to give the muhajirin who had come to them. And وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا, to such an extent that at times they wouldn't have anything for themselves and their families, but they would give preference to the muhajirin. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's style and his habit was always one of appreciation. Even if somebody did little for him, he appreciated what the person did. To such an extent that the person who was going to dig the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how was he to repay that person? Because he would have departed this world, made parda from this world at that time. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had given him the opportunity of shaving his head at the mawqa of Hajjatul Wada, because every sahabi would have loved to have that fazilat of shaving the head of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So to repay in advance that person who was going to dig the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had given him that opportunity of removing his hair on that occasion. To that extent he was so careful of being appreciative. So here he's telling us that only a person who is a true mu'min will love the Ansar, and the people who have who are munafiq, who are hypocrites, they will have hatred for them. And then he said, man ahabbahum ahabbahu Allah, whoever loves them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love that person. وَمَنْ أَبْغَدَهُمْ أَبْغَدَهُ اللَّهِ, and whoever hates them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates that person. Therefore we're going to be very careful of how we speak about sahaba. We have to speak with great respect when it comes to the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The other hadith we did, and Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول, Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, he says that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, قال الله المتحابون في جلالي لهم منابر من نور يخبطهم النبيون والشهداء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yesterday we explained the hadith Qudsi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah Pak has said. So what does Allah Pak have said? He said, Al mutahabbuna fi jalali, those people that have love for my sake, lahum manabiru min noor, they will have pulpits of noor. In other words, they'll have members made out of noor on the day of Qiyamah. Yakhbituhumun nabiyuna wa shuhada, it will be so radiant, so beautiful, so nice it will be, that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and those people that have become shaheed, they will also envy these people, that what a nice lot, what a nice status they have got. This word envy, although it is in English, it just means, it has one meaning, envy where the person lied. A person is envious out of dislike for the person, or sometimes he can like the person. But this, in Arabic, ghibta actually means that a person likes something that somebody got, not desiring that that be taken away from that person. For example, you see somebody who reads a lot of Quran, and a man wishes, how I wish I can also be like him. So he's desirous of what that man is doing, but he's not hoping that that man loses that tawfiq of reading Quran. Whereas in envy and jealousy in English, what it would mean? That a person is jealous of somebody, or envious of somebody. Somebody's got something, he'll wish that that be taken away. This is not the meaning. This means that, like how Surah Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and the Shuhada also, who see what pulpits these people have been given, what have they done? They just loved one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's hadith, Nabi Idris al-Khawlani rahimahumullah, qala dakhaltu masjid al-Dimashq. Hazrat Abu Idris al-Khawlani rahmatullah alayhi wa zaytabi'a. Tabi is that person who met Sahaba, who met a Sahabi. So he says that I entered the masjid in Damascus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect these places. A lot of history of Islam is there. There's so much to be found as far as Islam is concerned. So we find anyway, he's explaining his story, this Abu Idris al-Khawlani rahmatullahi alayhi. He says that I entered the masjid in Damascus. فَإِذَا فَتَنْ بَرَّاقُ الثَّنَايَا said, when I seen a youngster, and بَرَّاقُ الثَّنَايَا means that he had glitzing white teeth, or it could mean that he was smiling a lot. So when he saw this youngster, he said, وَإِذَا النَّاسُ مَعَهُ, and around him was people. There was a lot of people around this youngster. He was smiling a lot, or his teeth was glitzing white. فَإِذَا اخْتَلَفُوا فِي شَيْءٍ أَسْنَدُوا إِلَيْهِ, whenever the people had differed in any matter, they didn't have consensus on any matter, they would refer that matter to this youngster. وَصَدَرُوا عَنْ رَأْيِهِ, and they would accept what he had to say on the matter. In any matter, when the people were sitting in the masjid, they were all around this person, and whenever they differed on anything, they'd ask him, and when he said something, they all would accept it. فَسَأَلْتُ عَنْهُ, so this Abu Idris al-Khulani rahmatullahi alayhi saying, I asked regarding this person, who is this young boy that they all have so much of trust in, and he is smiling so much, and at the same time, when he's saying anything, everyone is listening to him. فَقِيلَ هَذَا مُعَاذُ بْنُ جَبَلٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, I was told that this is Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, the giant of the Sahaba. فَلَمَّا كَانَ مِنَ الْغَدْ, so he thought to himself that let tomorrow come, what I will do now, there's so many people here, when tomorrow come, I will go early, so I will get to meet him. So this is also one adab. When a person comes late, he doesn't jump over the people, he doesn't push his way through. He tries to get another opportunity where he can meet the person he wants to meet. So he said, when tomorrow comes, هَجَّرْتُ فَوَجَدْتُهُ قَدْ سَبَقَنِي بِالتَّهْجِيرِ, so he said, when the next day came, I went very early to the masjid. But when I went to the masjid, I found that this youngster already beat me to the masjid. The same youngster who I came to meet. And I found him that he was already there. وَوَجَدْتُهُ يُسَلِّي, and I found him that he was reading namaz. So this youngster, Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, is already in the masjid before me. There's also a lesson for us that we should try to come early to the masjid and engage ourselves in nafil salah. فَانْتَذَرْتُهُ حَتَّى قَضَى صَلَاتَهُ, so he said, I waited for him until he finished his namaz. The next adab we learn from this hadith is that when we are to meet somebody, don't distract them while they're in the ibadat, whatever ibadat they're making. Wait for them to finish, and when they finish, then you get a chance to meet them. So he said, I waited for him until he finished his salat. ثُمَّ جِئْتُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِ وَجْهِهِ, he said, then I approached him from the front. In other words, facing him. So here ulama explain also, when you have to make salam to somebody, don't make salam from the back. Don't scream to the person, salam from the back. Go in front of him and make salam in front of him, so the person knows exactly who it is that is making salam. Also, it doesn't frighten the person, someone is shouting from the back. And at the same time, he appreciates and he knows. And this is the adab and etiquette, that when we're making salam, try to make salam from the front. So this is what the sahabi did. He said, Abu Idris al-Khulani rahmatullahi alayhi al-Tabi'i did. He said, I waited for him, then I went in front of him. Facing him, I made salam to him. ثُمَّ قُلْتُ وَاللَّهِ إِنِّي لَأُحِبُّكَ لِلَّهِ, then he said, I told him, by the qasam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That one of the things we mentioned as far as the chapter is concerned, what do you tell a person when you love him? So this hadith is showing, he said, Wallahi inni la uhibbuka fillah. What do you tell a person? You say, inni uhibbuka fillah, I love you for the sake of Allah. So yeah, he said, inni la uhibbuka lillah, faqal Allahu faqultu Allah. So Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, he said, is it only for the sake of Allah that you love me? So he said, yes, only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I love you. فَأَخَذَنِي بِحَبْوَةِ رِدَائِي, he said that Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu had caught the corner of my shawl, that shawl that I was wearing, the cloth, that garment that I was wearing, he caught that garment of mine. فَجَبَذَنِي إِلَيْهِ, and he pulled me towards him. فَقَالَ أَبْشِرْ, and then he told me, glad tidings be to you. This was Sahaba. They always try and give glad tidings. They always try to give encouragement to one another. So he caught my shawl, he pulled me, and he encouraged me. He said, glad tidings be to you. فَإِنِّي سَمِعَتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ, Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal now tells him, that I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, that Allah Pak has said, وَجَبَتْ مَحَبَّتِي لِلْمُتَحَابِّينَ فِيَّ, my muhabbat is guaranteed for those people that love each other for my sake. And Allah Pak then went on to say, وَالْمُتَجَالِسِينَ فِيهَا, those people that sit together for my sake, my muhabbat, my love is guaranteed for them. وَالْمُتَزَاوِرِينَ فِيهَا, those people that visit each other only for my sake, my muhabbat is guaranteed, my love is guaranteed for them. وَالْمُتَبَاذِلِينَ فِيهَا, and my love is also guaranteed for those people that spend on each other for my sake. In other words, they spend on each other, they're not holding back as far as their wealth is concerned. Only for my sake they are spending on each other, my muhabbat is guaranteed. So this is where this hadith finishes. So yeah, we learn a lot of lessons. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. One is that smiling is a sunnah practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the sahabi, where he went to Damascus, Syria, Sham, he went there and he was practicing this smiling, became his tabiat also. That anybody from outside came, they automatically attracted to this person smiling so much. The other thing we learn is that a person should start, greet, he should start the conversation with salam. Then the next thing we learn is that people of nobility, we should try and get their du'as, meet them, etc. And when we're meeting somebody, we should meet from the front. And then the last thing, another point that we learned from here, it doesn't matter how young a person may be, he explains that when he came in, he saw a young man there and people were around him. It doesn't matter how young a person may be, but if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this person, he was blessed with the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In our times and age, a person may be blessed with ilm, Allah Pak may have made him a hafiz al-Quran and alim, etc. Then we shouldn't say that we are so much senior than them. We shouldn't feel shy. We should go and take their du'as, meet them, and try and benefit from them also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.